Last Saturday night, as you know, we had the Southeast Radio Sports Star Awards, and two award winners were joint award winners, actually, in the Female Rugby Player of the Year. The mushrooming of ladies rugby has been fantastic, but two joint winners in this, both from Enniscorthy Rugby Club, Katie Whelan and Aoife Wafer, who played with the Leinster Sevens during the year, also progressed to play with the Leinster Fifteens, and played with the Irish Sevens in a tournament in Paris. I caught up with the girls on a horrible cold night during the week after training. Aoife, unfortunately, has done a little bit of a job on her knee and was on crutches. And Katie and the rest of the gang were training in Siberian weather conditions is the only way to describe them. During the interview, I spoke to the girls about playing for Ireland, the ambition to play for Ireland. You might get assumed that they didn't play for Ireland. They did, of course, play in the Sevens. But basically, my questioning was to advance to the full 15 team, the full international team. But there's no doubting these young talented girls. Of course, Katie's Whelan's father, Eamon, played with Enniscorthy for a long number of years on the first team some years ago. And it was in her blood. But when the girls did warm up a little bit after training on Wednesday night, we had a little chat. Well, to show the dedication of the two Southeast Radio Sport Female Rugby Players of the Year out training on a night, I have about three coats on me, two woolen hats, gloves, everything. So it just shows the dedication that you have, that you'd go on a night like tonight, Katie. But I suppose when you're training, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, we do plenty of running and we do roasting anyway. We start with loads of layers on, but as training goes on, you just kind of see them peeling off.
Yeah. Now, how did you? I know your father played rugby because I played with him, and he was into athletics. Were you into athletics?
Yeah, I did. I started athletics, I think, when I was six or whatever, but I did it like it was my main sport, and I did kind of rugby on the side of my brother and stuff, but I stopped athletics. I think it was 3 years ago when the rugby started getting serious, so I was kind of concentrated on that.
Now, unfortunately, poor old Aoife's on crutches. You got injured playing against Wicklow last week.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I went over my knee and sure, hopefully I won't be too long.
Yeah. Now, how did you get into rugby for when did you start playing?
When I was about 6 or 7.
You got into it that early?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I'm obviously from Gorey, and my brothers, I suppose, were playing around and they were always on the pitch and I was standing out on the sideline, cold as ever. And
you might as well join in.
Yeah, I said to Mam one day, there's no point me being on the sideline and freezing here, so she let me join in after that.
There's a real mushroom of women's rugby, isn't there? And it's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Like, it's come so far in the last couple of years. It's absolutely amazing. You even see the Leinster Cup now, first year running this year. And, like, everyone's so competitive. Everyone wants to win it for the first time. It's great.
There is a concern about that women's rugby, the hits in it and the physical element of it. How do you find it?
It's rugby. You just got to take the hits. It's a game, it's a physical game, and you just got to get into it. If you're not willing to put in the hits, sure, you might be in the wrong place. You just got to put those hits in and take them and just got to dish them out as it comes. Like,
you feel the same, Katie?
Yeah, I do. I feel if you stand back at all in rugby, like, it's just, you're going to end up on the worst end of it. You just have to get stuck in and just, I mean, like, it's part of the fun of it and the competitiveness of it as well. When you get a good tackle, everyone's buzzing out, everyone's giving you a tap on the back and you're like, yeah, you're ready for the next one and it's good. When someone tackles you, you're like, oh, she's not going to do that again. You're going to try to get around her or you're going to hand her off or something. It's brilliant. It kind of drives the whole team on. It brings everyone on.
Now, you were part of a very successful team last year, under 16s. I think you only lost one game and that was the last game of the season, was it?
Yeah, that was unfortunate. We were unbeaten and we won the Leinster final in the Premier Division, and then the South East League, we lost then against Wicklow. It was a tough one, but it was the better team on the day one. So,
and just tell us a little bit about your coaches now.
Oh, they're great. They're so dedicated.
Like, better name them, Aoife.
Oh, Eamon Whelan and John Boylger, and of course Myra Kelly is there, our manager as well.
She's a cheap bottle washer, isn't she?
Yeah, well, she's managing the show here for us anyway. Yeah. But they're dedicated and sure, we need them. They're what keeps driving the team and they're obviously what teaches us the elements of the game. So they're obviously are part of our team, part of our rugby family.
What position do you play in, Aoife?
I'm flanker.
Yeah, just explain to our listeners now what a flanker is.
So
wing forward.
Yeah, a flanker is basically a mix between a forward and a back. It's sort of joining the forwards and the backs together. So,
for anyone that does know rugby, you're one of the three at the back of the scrum,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So you got to put in the hard hitch, you got to be able to pass off both sides, you got to be able to just do everything in the game.
Are you open side?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
So your job is to kill the out half and...
Basically, yeah, just get up and make the hard hit and make sure she doesn't go near you again.
If you don't mind me saying so, you're quite small for a flanker.
Yeah, I am. I wouldn't
you
be...
You make up for it in your tenacity and your tackling and your speed.
Yeah, I like the odd hard hit anyway, and sure, it's not all about size when it comes to rugby. You see guys and they're well smaller than I am, like they're tiny and they're going out and they're showing everyone how to play, showing all the big lads how to hit and everything like.
I'd be surprised, Katie, if you were not a back.
Yeah, I'm a scrum half. You could probably tell by the size of me. Yeah.
Great position to play, isn't it? Because scrum half links the backs and the forwards, and you're on the ball all the time, really. You have to be there, don't you? And you can make an awful lot of decisions and a lot of match-winning decisions. And
yeah, there's a lot in scrum half. You kind of have to be, you can't switch off. You have to be at every ruck, every scrum. If there's a big part of it in playing, in making decisions as well, but that's all part of it, and it really adds to it as well. You're always thinking, you're always kept on your toes.
Are you able to pass off your left and off your right?
Yeah. Now I am. There's still a lot of work to do, but it took a few years to learn it, but yeah. I can now.
It's a great advantage as a scrum half to be able to pass off both sides, isn't it?
Yeah, for a scrum half, you really do need to have that good, decent pass off each side.
Now tell me, the two of you represented Leinster, first of all, this year. How did that come about, Katie?
Well, we went through the trials. It started nearly just before Christmas this time last year.
Was that 7-a-side or 15-a-side?
That was 15s with the South East, and then we played two blitzes with that, and they picked a 7 squad for Leinster from that, and then we played, well, unfortunately I only played 10 minutes of the boat interpose because I got injured, but we played two interpose with the 7s, and yeah, it went from there, and they picked a 15 Leinster 15s team from all that as well.
So you were part of the 15?
Yeah, both of us were.
And tell us about your experience now playing. Obviously, the one thing, I suppose, is it was faster, was it? You know, when you go up a level, the game is played at a faster pace.
Yeah, there's a big difference, in order to suspect that anyone else I've played, but there's a big difference when it goes up the level, and like everyone is, there's a lot more hunger in it, and everyone is wants time on the ball, and it's a lot more advanced in the coaching as well, as you just, from different point of views of different coaches, you get to learn a lot of different things and stuff. It's brilliant.
But you obviously did learn a lot from it.
Yeah, I did. I gained a lot of experience, number one, but skills as well, and learning the game. And even for the position of a scrum half, I got to try, like, I play as a sweeper and stuff, which is something I've never done before, so it was great. Yeah,
covering behind the rest of the backs.
Yeah, telling everyone what to do.
Yeah, because the Enniscorthy first team play an on-the-foot game, so that means the scrum half has to cover back because they play in-your-face type rugby. Was it a bit similar to that?
Yeah, it was just kind of quick ball off the back of the ruck, and then if there was a turnover, I was there anyway to make the tackle or if someone broke the line, so I was always kept on my feet as well.
So you got selected as well, Aoife. I suppose it was good that the two of you were together, two teammates, that helped, did it?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you were going into every session and you knew someone straight away, a familiar face, a great friend, like, so it's handy to have someone there that you already know.
Now, your position... No disrespect to Katie, but your position, flanker, they're 10 a penny, aren't they? So for you to make the team says a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of flankers in it, and a lot of them would be older than what I was, obviously, because it was an under-18s team and we were only under-16s at the time. So there could have been four flankers or six flankers from each region in Leinster going for the Leinster team, like, so... It's quite hard to get on it, especially when you're that bit younger and all the girls are bigger than you and stronger than you. So it's a lot harder.
I suppose the ambition now would be to play for Ireland, pull on a green jersey, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's my number one goal, I'd say, to pull on that green jersey for senior level, because to get that first cap means everything. Like, you see girls and they're celebrating and getting that first cap, like, it's just such a big honour to play for Ireland if you're a senior.
Now, ladies, as I said at the outset, ladies rugby is only really, you know, in the last 5 years in Enniscorthy and every other club, it's really only mushroomed, but it really has mushroomed. Every girl wants to play it now.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. Like, even when I was younger, I had no team. I had to play with my brother's team, and it was under me, and I think there was two other girls, and it was kind of, they came off and on, but then the last few years we have a strong team now, and it's just to see so many girls so passionate about it and dedicated and showing up to training in the rain and just wanting to be here, it's just brilliant, and it just drives everyone on and it's improving so much. And even to see like all the support at the Six Nations and stuff for the women, it's just, it's brilliant.
And same for you, Evie, you want to get rid of those coaches, that's your first aim, is it?
Yeah, as soon as possible. I can't wait to get back with the girls, and hopefully we'll get up in the Leinster League and the Leinster Cup, and hopefully we'll win the South East this year then as well, because it'll be a great goal for the team.
What advice would you give to young girls that are contemplating playing? It's probably not for everybody, is it?
No, it's not for everyone, but the only way you can find it out is by giving it a go. If you don't give it a go, you can't say if you don't like it or if you like it, but once you get in there, you'll have a great atmosphere for a team. Like, it's a big team sport, everyone is involved, and you just make great friends. So my number one advice is give it a go, have a shot. If you don't like it, you don't like it. It's not for everyone, but once you get in, you meet lovely girls, you have a great team, and it's just a great team sport.
Would you be of the same opinion, Katie?
Yeah, I think just if you're thinking about it, I think just give it a go. And if you don't like it after one day, go back the next day. Don't give up on it straight away, because it will take time to grow on you. But once it does, you'll love it. And like, I really mean it, you will love it. And it's just, I just think it's brilliant. I think if you're going to give it a go, give it a proper go. Just get stuck in. Don't stand back. You know what I mean? Just give everything you have, and don't be afraid to make mistakes, because that's how you learn. And you'll figure out then if you do like it or if you're not. And if you don't, that's fine. But if you do, then you won't regret starting, because you'll just love it.
I'm sure you scored a bag of tries playing the scrum half, did you?
Yeah, it's handy to spot the gaps and stuff, because I'm small, obviously. So
you're able to sneak in.
Yeah, I'm kind of just get underneath people, so it's good, yeah.
Well, listen, it's a great achievement, first of all, to play for Leinster, and let's hope that the green jersey now is the next. So you have a big match coming up on Saturday. By the time this goes out, you'll have played, but you're playing Wicklow. They seem to be your biggest challengers in this part of the country, aren't they, in the Leinster?
Yeah, Wicklow.
You beat them last Saturday, did you?
Yeah, we did. The team we actually played, we hadn't beat them ever, I don't think. We bet them last year a few times, but that wasn't the same team. But we've been playing them for the last few years now. And
so you've figured them out, have you?
Yeah, they've always been our biggest goal to beat, because they've always been the toughest, and they still are. They always have new surprises and new tricks up your sleeve.
Well, congratulations, girls. I hope you get well soon, Aoife. You don't know what the problem is yet.
Well, I just went over it, and I damaged a bit my ACL and my MCL, but she'll be back in no time, hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Yeah. Aoife Wafer, Katie Whelan, well done, and continued success.